Welcome to Audio Articles. My name is Chris, and I am the editor of articles at Crossroads Church. I get to lead a team of writers who create original articles designed to help, encourage, and push our readers' lives forward. We take our favorite ones and we turn them into audio versions, you know, for the people who hate to read. I get it. Me too sometimes. Hey guys, this is Chris, and today I'm going to be reading an article I wrote titled, How Old Was Jesus When the Wise Men Came? So around Christmas time, you've likely seen that classic nativity scene displayed almost anywhere. But did you know that there might be some imposters amongst those characters featured? In my article, I'm talking about the wise men who visited Jesus, and when they may have actually got there, and at the end of the day, what they were truly there to see. Let's go. How old was Jesus when the wise men came? By Chris Pennington. The nativity scene sitting on your relative's coffee table may be lying to you, sort of, and I think that's okay. If you witnessed any modern illustration of the birth of Jesus, whether by movie, show, play, or dusty and dismembered figurines, you've likely noticed the packed house that came to visit the coming Messiah in that old stable a few thousand years ago. The classic nativity scene usually displays the man of the hour, an infant Jesus, who is somehow not crying, Mary, Joseph, a few shepherds, a wide variety of seemingly tame farm animals, and the famous wise men, who brought gifts with names that we all struggle to pronounce. But, just like the popcorn hanging on Christmas trees, one of those things doesn't belong. Okay, if stringing some Orville Redenbacher across pine branches is your tradition, I'm only kidding. It just seems impractical, but I digress. What really may not fit on the literal Christmas Day stage, though, are those nameless wise men, which may or may not have been more or less than three in number. Yes, the Bible never says how many wise men were there, and yes, all of our minds are being blown right now. So, how old was Jesus when the wise men came? Not only were the wise men likely not at Jesus' birth, they may have not actually arrived on the scene with their gifts until Jesus was anywhere between a few months and 2 years old. Now, I've been late to my fair share of birthday parties, but these guys take the cake, and eat it too. How can we deduce this exactly? Don't worry, my source is not Trust Me Bro. We can simply go to the origin reference of the story itself, told in two different passages of scripture in the Bible, one from the Gospel of Matthew and the other from the Gospel of Luke. Our first clue of the wise men's absence from Jesus' birth comes from the differentiation of Jesus' age of the stories. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus is described as a babe on the day of his birth. The original Greek word for babe is brephos, which means newborn child or infant. In Matthew, however, we see that when the wise men encounter Jesus, he is described as a young child, with the original Greek word being paidion, which means little boy or girl. Furthermore, the actual location of where Jesus was born and where it says the wise men met him seem to be different. In Luke's account, Jesus is said to have been laid in a manger upon his birth, which is a type of structure that would be in a stable. Whereas when the wise men arrived at the scene, in Matthew's account, it is said Jesus was in a house. Lastly, neither Matthew or Luke's accounts mention the characters that the other accounts list. Luke never speaks of wise men being present at Jesus' birth, and Matthew never says shepherds are in attendance when the wise men arrive. So unless Luke hates wise men, and Matthew has some beef with shepherds, I think it's safe to say that there's no reason they wouldn't have noted the additional characters. So, yes, the wise men were likely a bit late to the birthday bash, but in their defense, they didn't get an invitation in time. They also didn't have access to Subaru Outbacks or Google Maps, and their camels, if that was their pack animal of choice, could only go 40 miles an hour in short bursts, which is a lot faster than I would have assumed. Additionally, most scholars believe these wise men traveled from modern-day Iran, which is nearly 1,000 miles from Jesus' birthplace of Bethlehem. So, yeah, not a hop, skip, and a jump away. Talk about commitment to gift-giving. So how old was Jesus when the wise men came? We can make some educated guesses, but I don't believe these details are a game-changer in the sacredness of the birth of Jesus or the true intentions of your grandma's nativity setup. Please don't flush her figurines down the toilet just to prove a point. What does matter? What the wise men traveled for weeks, or months, or years to see. The God of creation coming to dwell amongst us all at just the right time. Jesus wasn't born into royalty, bearing a suit of armor ready to overthrow anyone who opposed him. Instead, he came lowly into this world, as a servant, to love others with a message that would soon change humankind forever. That God is with us and is offering life now and forevermore. If you like this article, find lots more at crossroads.net/articles. We have hundreds of articles covering topics like parenting, football, dating, sex, current events, work, angels and demons, everything you could possibly think of, and so much more. Love it, hate it, or have an idea for an article, I would love to hear from you. Shoot me an email at articles@crossroads.net. Come back here regularly and make sure to subscribe so you know when the next episode drops. Give us a rating and review. It really helps introduce other people to the show. We will see you next time.